For those of you that don't know me, again, my name is Beth Misick. My husband, Jared, and I have been coming to St. Cuthbert for 15 years now. We have one daughter, Karis, who as of yesterday is 10, and we are normally 8 o'clock people, so. When Father Bruce asked me to speak today, he gave me 3 questions to answer. The first one is, why is the church so important to me personally? This is difficult for me to put into words, as are most things that are felt in the heart. So at risk of sounding cliche, it's family to me. However, there is also more to it than that. Yes, I enjoy seeing everyone and asking how things have been. I enjoy coming here to relax and be refreshed. But more importantly, the church is my accountability group. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, "And let us consider how I may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. You all encourage me. You surround me with love and support. You surround me with wisdom and guidance, not only to live my day-to-day life, but to also help me grow in my spiritual life. Whenever I'm going through something, all of you remind me of where I need to take it. You ask me if I've taken it to God in prayer. Have I opened the scriptures and what do they say about it? You remind me that I am really not in control and, most importantly, don't need to be. You remind me that God has that situation and provide reassurance and comfort." The second and third questions are, why is it important to give to the church? And how is my family going to generously support the campaign? For me, these questions go together. We are a body of believers as the church and are doing the work of Christ. Romans 12:4-5 says, "Just as each one of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." We are the hands and feet, the eyes and ears of Christ. And I like to think of each part of the body as a different ministry with a beautiful purpose that contribute to making the body whole. The mom's ministry is one that is near and dear to my heart, and I like to think that we are the feet of Christ as it sets our mindset and foundation for the week. I have been a member of Moms for 10 years and have been the ministry leader for 6. In the course of that time, we have had over 60 women be a part of our group, and only about half of those women are or were church members. We have had first-time mothers with newborns to grandmothers all sharing their trials and wisdom. Several years ago, one woman loved the connections we were making so much, she felt empowered by the Holy Spirit to start a mother's Bible study at her own church. It's a beautiful thing to see God working and spreading the community with so many women in so many ways. Some women have stayed with our group, some have gone back to work, and some have moved. But our group continues to help shape one another, support one another, and constantly remind us that we are not alone in these sometimes trying times of motherhood. Now, my part of the body of Christ may be a foot, but that doesn't mean that I don't value and believe in what the hands, eyes, or ears are doing in their roles in the other ministries. As it says in Scripture, each individual part is equally important in making up the body of Christ. I believe in the work the Community of Hope does in ministering God's love to people that are ill or unable to make it to church that week. Continuing to feel a part of the body, even though current circumstances may not allow for that person to be here, is vital to their overall health. I believe in the choir and the amazing job they do, and know that we need to take care of the equipment by getting the piano tuned or keeping the microphones working and periodically getting new music to keep the selections current. I believe in the importance of the nursery. I believe so strongly in providing a loving and safe environment for our youngest here at St. Cuthbert so their parents can take an hour or two to be together and be spiritually fed before the week begins. For as it says in Ephesians 4:16, "From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." And in 1 Corinthians 12:4-6, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. It makes sense to me that we, as the body of Christ, all have different spiritual gifts, because without each other, we could not act as one body. We certainly don't want a hand trying to do what the eyes do, and you definitely do not want to hear me singing behind a microphone. All of these ministries, and the many more here, involve so many people with many different spiritual gifts. They're not only important to the life of St. Cuthbert, but are also vital in performing the work Christ calls us to do. Just because these are not areas the Holy Spirit has called me to serve in yet, doesn't mean I don't believe in what they're doing. So Jared and I give to the campaign because we know that without financial resources coming in, we can't continue to feed the ministry life that occurs here, whether it's visible on Sunday or not. We make a pledge so the finance committee and the vestry can make an accurate budget and successfully plan for the upcoming year. 1 Peter 4:10 says, "Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms." The Bible reminds us multiple times that we are to be good stewards of what he has given us, as it really all belongs to him anyway. So my husband and I pray first, and then we talk together on what we should give. We give to the campaign not out of obligation, but because we believe in this church. We believe in the spiritual formation of the youth. We believe in the staff that work tirelessly to make things happen and in all the pastoral care they provide the parishioners here. We believe in our church's ability to make a bigger impact on the world. We see this as an opportunity to return God's generosity in our lives and strive to always do better. But this verse doesn't just refer to our treasure. We are also to be wise with our time and talents. He and I will continue to give with our time when we can, and use our talents where the Holy Spirit is calling us. We know all gifts and abilities are from him, and he is expecting us to be responsible. So as November 17th approaches, will you prayerfully consider your time, treasure, and talent pledge for our church because you believe in the work being done not just where you serve, but where others are serving? Thank you.